Welcome to Fearless Dentistry Podcast, where we're going to have fun, but we're going to work, and I'm going to challenge you to fearlessly develop, grow, and thrive in building your unique dental practice. I'm also going to insist that you be fearlessly ambitious, courageous, and relentless as we work together. And finally, to fearlessly resist the strength of the continual gravitational pull towards mediocrity. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon, and in this episode, I'm going to dive into a very important topic in relation to aspiring towards your greatness. And that topic, I think, is one of the most critical topics that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to do this over a number of episodes, and I gently touched upon it a couple episodes ago about your why, and I think that's the most important question you can ask yourself in differentiating yourself into your unique dental practice or creating a niche practice that you want to have for yourself and for your patients. But answering the question why, there's two parts of this. Why do you want a niche up, or why do you want a unique dental practice? And then what is the real bottom line why as to what you want to accomplish with your patients? Through my years of experience in developing my unique lifestyle dental practice, I went through a lot of study and a lot of research, and I spent a lot of time with some of the people in the dental industry, and then also, coincidentally, that were also in the National Speakers Association, trying to learn how to become a better speaker, how to become someone who is really invested in listening to the patients. And we've talked about that again in a prior podcast. But the bottom line that needed to come about from all of my study, and once I discovered this, this is where my practice really started to take off. And again, I talked about this earlier, but I was a little soft in the insistence upon the importance of this. And it is the real bottom line emotional why of my practice. Now, I apologize. There's going to be a little squeak in the background. I have a little Maltese in here, and she's got a little toy that she absolutely loves to play with. And she loves to be with me. So I'm going to let her play, and I'm going to little squeak, enter into the conversation here periodically. So she's happy, I'm happy, and then hopefully we have a great podcast. But back to the why. It wasn't until I really understood my why. Okay. I knew what I did. Veneers. I did porcelain veneers, porcelain restorations, porcelain crowns. And I knew what and how I did it by creating beautiful restorations that mimic Mother Nature. You know, when a tooth is born into the mouth and it is really white and it has all of the translucencies, all of the grooves, angles, curvatures, and whatever, a virgin tooth is a beautiful thing. It's a piece of godly art. And so I wanted to produce restorations, veneers, that simulated the beauty of nature. So we would have beautiful smiles. But it wasn't until I went a step further and I really understood my why. And my why evolved over time. And I talked about this earlier. My why evolved over time, and my why gained further depth, and it gave me a far greater purpose with my practice. My why was I did my veneers and created restorations of beauty in conjunction with the beautiful artwork. I mean, masterful artwork done by Hancock Dental Studios up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Lance does absolutely beautiful work. I never, ever had to worry about my cases coming back and fitting. And with them coming back, none other than just absolute gorgeous beauty. I always enjoyed opening my boxes with my clinical cases from Lance because I knew that I would be holding in my hands the end point, but the beginning of something special for this patient. I just knew it. But why did I do it? And when this became clear to me, magic started to happen. And this is what my why was. My why of doing my dentistry was so that people can live their lives freely and confidently, unbound by their fears and humiliation. Bottom line, Their fears and humiliation may be on a scale of 1 to 100, a 5, 6, but those fears and that degree of humiliation was extremely important to that patient and that person. And it was so evident and obvious when this patient came in and they had their fears and humiliation 90 plus. It was so evident. Their posture, their body language, their facial expressions, the way they hung their head, the way their shoulders slouched, you could see it on them. You could feel it without saying a word. And so my why, when I walked into that room to meet that patient for a cosmetic consult or just a general lifestyle consult, I went in there with my why in my mind, and it was ever present during the conversation. And it was important for me to express some way or another early on in the conversation with the patient, and I mean early on, for them to hear me say what my why was. And once I did this, this was the link and the connection that really allowed that patient to open up and share with me things that allowed me to understand their why. And when their why and my why linked up, game was over. And I don't mean game disrespectfully. I mean the dance of whether or not they felt like this was the office for them to do their dentistry with. We connected in a way on an emotional level that allowed us then to move forward confidently together to get the dentistry done. And so my main objective with my patients was to ask questions and listen and find out exactly why this person was in the chair. Also, it's very important for you to understand your why so that you can then use your why in your marketing message. You know, most marketing is done from the what and the how. Is we do veneers and we make beautiful restorations. You want to come in and see us? All my marketing messages were very simple and very pure. And with visual imagery of a beautiful, confident individual, very few words. I wanted maximum impact with minimum context and minimum congestion on my marketing message, be it print and or audio. And I wanted it simple for people to understand, recognize, and start linking and go, whoa, what am I listening to here? This sounds exactly what I'm wanting. He kind of understands what I'm thinking and what my why is without me even meeting him. That was my marketing message, and that was my marketing intent. Never, ever did I want my marketing people to junk up and congest. I just wouldn't do that. We kept refining and refining, and it was hard for me to find a marketing agency that really understood this concept and how to market with me in this way. I wanted to go in reverse. I'm here to help you change your life. Erase all of your fears and humiliation so that you can enjoy your life to the fullest and to be unbound by any situation and without hesitation, put forth your absolute best you. And how we're going to do this is we're going to do this through beautiful restorations that simulate nature. Would you like to buy some veneers from us? When you market from that perspective, you're going to have patients calling and coming in. They're well on their way to being sold that you are the practice. All they want to do is come in and really see you. They want to visit with you, and they want to see if what you are marketing is really true. And I mentioned in the last podcast, the patient is asking two questions when they come in. Can I trust this doctor that what he is saying in his marketing message is actually going to occur with me in the office? And if I can trust him, then I can respect him. And if I respect him, then we can get the dentistry done. Respect him or respect her. I think the most important question for you to ask yourself and to come up with an answer is why of your why. Give yourself a quiet place. Give yourself a little bit of time and try to discover what your why is. It may be exactly what mine is. And if it is, terrific. You use what I just put out there for you. If it's not, you figure out a way for you to express it and express it very sincerely and honestly with the patients that you see. And the other thing is your staff. I want your staff to fully understand and appreciate what your why is. Before you say it and share it verbally with them, I want you to start demonstrating it through your actions and the way that you speak to your patients. As your staff is continually exposed to this message and they see it and hear it from you, they're going to start believing it. And then you can come out and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what my why is. And you're invited to join me. And I want you to have belief in what I'm doing. And if you do, we can work together. If you can't, it's been fun. And there's an office out there that you will work in and blend in very nicely with. So you have to surround yourself with people that their beliefs are your beliefs. And that's how you hire also. But the main important thing is figure out your why. Give us some time. You know, mine took a number of years to evolve to where I really one day is kind of like, whoa, this is it. This is the final thing. And then you continue to massage it and adjust it just a little bit, but not much, because your why is so profound. And when you hit it, it's like it's going to sink in concrete and that's it. It's an irrevocable moment that you'll never be able to go back and change when you discover it. So that's my message. It's extremely important. If you're going to be developing a unique dental practice, find out what your why is, start living it, start being the example of what it is, and you're going to start to see patients migrate to you, and you're going to see patients start accepting your treatment plans. I hope today had some level of an impact for you. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me the questions through the email. I will get back with you really, really quickly. That's all that I have for today. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon, and this has been the Fearless Dentistry Podcast.